promise of faith and compensation hearing for Ryan D. Mayall, case number 305918. Board members that are present for this hearing are Dr. Robert Johnson, Dr. Rittenhouse, Dr. T.T. Wright, Dr. William Morrison, and Dr. David Dale. Mr. Mayall is serving a 15-year sentence for molestation of a child, which began on June 22, 2015. He's requesting a 5-year reduction in his sentence. His current absolute date is May 5th, 2028. And the next reduction's absolute date would be January 16th, 2024. Mr. Mayall is asking for this reduction because he feels he is, his time in prison has allowed him to reflect on his behavior and realize how terrible his offense was, and that would have made him a better person. Mr. Mayall was sentenced on a plea agreement, by the way. Okay, Mr. Mayall molested his son on many occasions from about age 5 until his son revealed at about age 7. The charges, the time limit of charges was about a year, right in the middle of that time period. But the molestations included oral and anal contacts. Mr. Mayall first denied the allegation and blamed it on his drug and alcohol abuse. His criminal history was mostly traffic over 10 years prior to his offense. The plea agreement had several charges dismissed, including luring a child for sexual exploitation. So, and as far as the penalties go, it count 3, prison to be up to 15 years, and count 8, lifetime supervised probation. Mr. Mayall got the he had a 15 year for the molestation of a child, and he also, on the second charge, was given lifetime probation. The offense is class 3 felony and dangerous crime against children. It has a presumptive 10 year sentence and a substantially aggravated sentence of 15 years, which is what Mr. Mayall received. The aggravation comes from the fact that the age of his son at the time of the offense, the fact that it was over more than a considerable amount of time, and the other charges would be dismissed. It was also an aggravation of, and based on the circumstances of the crime, the age of the victim, and the lack of, I won't say remorse, but the lack of acceptance of the crime against her, may I blame on his drug abuse and not really just taking ownership of it. But based on all that, I don't see that the sentence is excessive at all, and I would not recommend for a phase 2 connotation. I don't know what the agreement of
agreement.
I agree. Okay, so based on all the information that we have in front of us today, I'm going to move to not move Mr. Ryan Mayall, AC number 305918, forward to a phase 2 commutation hearing at this time.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, and then Dr. Wright, Mr. Jones, and Rittenhouse. And that's what we're going to hear.